The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Rob and I created Conscious Talk as a platform for thousands of listeners like you to tune in and participate with us in expanding consciousness individually and collectively in these times of profound change.
Brenda and I are committed to changing the world one listener at a time, and we invite you to join us on this journey and become a member of our Conscious Talk family. Conscious Talk strives to provide each listener information, motivation, and a dose of reality grounded in interviews with today's world changers and soul shapers.
So come join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3, or stream us live at ConsciousTalk.net for interviews and information that hold the potential to brighten your day and change your life. Together, we can make a difference.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs and prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. And that means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. If they've got internet access, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Doug Ehrout. Before we get back to that, I've got some contact information for you. But before we get to that, we have a little special thing we want to, that I want to send out today. Just special friends having a birthday today, and the Jingle Cats do happy birthday. So just for you, you know who you are, happy birthday. Okay, then. Wasn't that fun?
Yes, that was fun.
That's fun. All right. Yep. It's a nice day. Okay, great day for a birthday. Anyway, it is also a great, well, I was going to say it's a great time to call Animal World, but no. It's not a great time to call Animal World because the phone lines are full. So those of you who are holding on, keep holding on until Valerie can get there to talk to you. Let's see. It is Vet Sunday today with Dr. Doug Yearout from All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. Now, if you've been listening, you know that Dr. Doug is a holistic veterinarian. He is the most knowledgeable guy I know about homeopathy, and he practices classical traditional homeopathy, none of this shortcut stuff going on. He does the real deal. And as you can tell, he's quite skilled at telephone consultations because he does that. So if you want to hook up with Dr. Doug outside of Animal World, it's All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens, and the phone number is 425-334-8171. 425-334-8171. Now, if you want to be in touch with us while we're on the air here at Animal World, several ways to do that, and a couple of reasons why you might want to. If you've got an animal, medical care, or healing question, Dr. Doug is here, and we will spend the rest of the time on the phones if you guys keep us busy. And remember, we are out at 11:45 today. 15 minutes early, we're done. So if you're trying to work up the courage to call, well, you know, pull up your big girl pants, or big boy pants, or whatever you got. Pull them up and get to your phones, because we're ending early today. And let's see, we also have some books left in the prize closet, do we not, Valerie? All right, we've got Food Pets Die For by Ann Martin, and we've got Pets at Risk from Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic by Dr. Al Pluckner. We'd love to gift you with one of those. And if you want to call in, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. If you need to get a hold of me outside of the radio show, go to www.marthanorwalk.com. There's an email link to me. There's links to all of our sponsors' websites and lots of great information for you there. And if you're submitting a current events item, please do it via email. So there you go. I think we'll be done with that. And how about we get back to the phones? Dr. Doug, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, because they're ready too. So let's start off with line one. Patiently waiting in Kenmore. Carol, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug Yearout.
Thanks for taking my call. I have two dogs, and one is a rescue dog. We've had him for about 8 months.
Okay, what kind of dog is he?
He's a yellow lab. He's about 2 years old.
Neutered male?
Yes.
And what's his name?
Leo.
Leo. Okay, and you said he's a rescue?
Yes.
And you've had him how long?
About 8 months.
8 months. Okay, what's going on with Leo?
He's eating our other dog's feces.
Ah.
That's a nice, nasty habit, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is he a very hungry dog, or is he just eating that because he thinks he needs to do that?
Well, when he came to us, he was obese. He's lost 18 pounds since he's been with us.
Mm.
And now he's at a reasonable weight, and he's very... he can be obsessed with food.
Right. Well, that's why he's eating that stuff, because he's still hungry and he thinks, well, okay, that's not the best stuff, but I'll go ahead and take it because it's available.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it is the excessive hunger. What do you actually feed him?
We've been giving him California Naturals lamb.
Uh-huh. That's the dry food?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
No.
Okay. So you need to get some vegetables into him. Start out slow, a couple of tablespoons, and work your way up to a half to three-fourths of a cup, depending on how big he is.
Should add this into the dry food?
Right.
What kind of vegetables?
All of the vegetables are fair game. Anything that you and I would eat, the greens and the beets and the carrots and the broccoli and the cabbage and cooked sweet potatoes and cooked squash, those are the only two I cook. But I take all the fresh vegetables and grind them up in a little food processor.
Mm-hmm.
So they're real fresh, and stir them right into his dry food, add warm water,
And is that what to get the bulk and the fiber?
He needs more fiber, for sure, and that'll help fill him up a little teeny bit, more than what you know he's getting right now.
But those vegetables are not going to cause him to gain a lot of weight.
No, not at all. And in fact, all the nice plant chemicals and enzymes that are in there will be good for his digestion and his whole mental well-being anyway. And then I would add some other things, too. But get him started on a good round of vegetables every day. But just start out slow at first, you know, a tablespoon or two. Work your way up to that.
Is that something you can do, Carol?
I think so.
You have to add warm water to the food, and I would also get him on a good digestive enzyme.
Martha has one that she likes. There's one that outshines all of them, Carol, in my opinion.
What's that?
It's called Optigest, O-P-T-A, Opta,
okay.
Gest, G-E-S-T. It's made by Enclover.
Okay.
And you can get it at most good pet stores. I know for a fact that Mud Bay Granary has it.
Okay.
Because that's where I buy it.
That sounds great.
So Optigest in his food, and you're going to add, start slowly adding
vegetables. Then work your way up to a half to three-fourths of a cup a day. Does he eat twice a day or once a day?
Twice a day.
Okay, good. So split his meals in two parts so he's not hungry for a period of time.
Okay.
He doesn't eat his own, but he eats the other guy's, right? Is that what you said?
Yes, okay. But I'm not sure about that. He might eat his own. I'm not exactly sure.
So you have to be really good about going out there and picking that up, you know, for a while so it's not available for him. You know, that's hard to do sometimes.
But. Yeah, and there's a special key to that, Carol. It is very, very important that Leo not watch you scoop the poop in the yard.
Oh, why is that?
It is because dogs operate on monkey see, monkey do. And sometimes they see you collecting it, they copy that behavior, and it can throw them back to young puppies. They may have copied their mother eating the poop, and it brings back old habits. And it's just something, and labs are notorious for picking up this behavior from their owners.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, they're retrievers.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't know you're picking it up to throw it away. You know, so it's real important. Leave him in the house when you go out to scoop poop.
Okay.
Okay. So just cut him off from watching you, and then you're going to do everything that Doug said.
Okay.
And if the problem doesn't resolve, well, try it this week and see how you're doing. And then next Sunday is Sandy and Martha Sunday. So we'll be doing behavior and training questions. So you can call us back for more behavior on this next Sunday.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
All right, and so start off, you said a couple of tablespoons a day.
A couple of tablespoons of fresh vegetables,
yeah. Working up to how much, ideally?
Half to three-fourths of a cup.
Half to three-fourths of a cup in every meal of dry food.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it, Carol?
Okay. Yes.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, let's see, where we go? We go next to Alexa. We know who that is. Is that a Basset Hound, Alexa?
Hey, hi, it is.
Hey, you're live with Dr. Doug Yearout, and I believe Dr. Doug, you know Alexa, too.
She's
our local Basset Hound rescue lady. So what do you need from Dr. Doug today, Alexa?
Oh, yeah, we're so glad that we found Doug. You know, I always say even a pig finds an acorn once in a while. So anyway, I'm picking up a rescue dog today, and I've always meant to ask Doug this. I use Rescue Remedy, and I don't see that it's working. When I get in a new dog that's nervous and so on, is there anything else I can do?
Okay,
right,
so
away
for anybody that doesn't know, you're talking about Rescue Remedy, which is a Bach flower remedy. Now, flower essences, sometimes they're administered similarly to homeopathic medications, mm-hmm. but they're totally different, right?
Oh, that's correct. They're made out of different substances, but they're very homeopathic in origin.
Okay. But Alexa's saying Rescue Remedy is designed to treat an acute situation.
Rescue Remedy is for fear, terror, panic, and shock. So you see that kind of fear that I'm talking about there? If that doesn't cover the nervousness and anxiety of changing home or going to a new place like that, then that's not going to cover it. It just isn't the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's all kinds of other remedies you can use. What kind of fear does he have? Have you seen him yet?
This is an old. He's about eight, and I think he may have a little bit of arthritis because he comes from Spokane. He was outside dog, and he failed the test where they poke him in the butt with a a glove on a stick. You know, they poke him in the rear end.
Oh, to see if he's going to snap, swing, and bite?
Yeah, but they didn't think that it was, they couldn't adopt him out. They feel that he was just scared to death and that he's really all right. He just needs some time. So I'm thinking he's going to need something, maybe more than rescue remedy spray.
Right.
Right at first.
You know, well, when the stress happens, it's already kind of too late, too. You know, if you can get it ahead of time, a lot of times it's better if they can put it in his water before he travels. But barring that, so he's more of a fear biter?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure he was.
There's, off the cuff without talking more, I don't know, but I would probably think about phosphorus. There's other flower remedies in combination that are more for fear. There's one called Fear. It's got five things in it, but they're not the same things as the rescue remedy. It's more about fear, rather than fear, terror, panic, and shock. I mean, that's the stressful kind of shock. I'm scared to death. Somebody's up behind me kind of shock. And the other kind of fear, you know, there's so many different kinds of fear. He responds in that way because he's scared and he lashes out. So there's some irritability in that, too.
You know what I'm wondering is that you mentioned in the first hour today Ignatia.
Right.
I'm wondering, could there be some grief involved with him and all that?
His fear could be all about grief as well. You know, we don't know enough about him at first, but I have that remedy at my clinic called Fear that I don't know if you have any.
So it sounds like it's a combination.
Is
this a flower essence?
It's a Bach flower essence.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, it is. Maybe super supplements might have it too?
Well, they might. They might.
I'm going to get some of that from you then next time I'm up there.
Yeah, it's just called Fear, huh?
It's called Fear, yeah.
It's a combination of flower essences.
Right. I would use Nux Vomica or Aconite or Phosphorus maybe with him at first to see if one of those might be better. Depends on his eyeballs, you know, if he's got that wild-eyed look. You know which one I'm talking about with the big pupils and all that. Sometimes belladonna is better. The aconite is the default remedy for fear in homeopathy.
Okay. Yeah, when he's been afraid for 3 weeks now, you know, being in the shelter and.
Right. So aconite might be the very best place to start with. Aconite. You have it in your kit.
Yep, I've got the kit with me. So. All right.
Okay, what kind of a kit are you guys talking about?
Oh, there's a homeopathic kit that I sell. It's got 50 different remedies in it for acute.
Oh, you sell this?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's a 50 different remedies
50 different
in a kit?
Remedies. It's in a little, it comes in a bullet box, you know,
wow.
for where bullets
well, we
would
need
go
to
in
know
with
about
little small
this.
Jars.
Can people, like, just come and buy it from you?
Right over the counter, right.
Could call you and have it mailed to them?
Yes.
Now, does it come with instructions?
It comes with instructions.
It's great.
But the instructions are only a paragraph. You can only fit so much in a little box.
Right. But, Alexa, you say you have the kit from Dr. Doug.
Oh, yeah. No,
are you able to use it with your animals and feel comfortable?
Oh, absolutely. With Doug's,
very
Dr.
cool.
Doug. I don't just, yeah.
And Sandy helps her with that, too.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so for an at-home...
She gave us the kit.
Oh, okay. So for an at-home homeopathy kit, 50 different remedies, Dr. Doug's your guy. You can buy him over the counter from Dr. Doug, All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. All right, get your pens ready. I'll give you the phone number again. It's 425-334-8171. 425-334-8171. If you're not close enough to Lake Stevens to make the drive to pick it up, you can call them, and I'm sure they can do a credit card and mail it to you. You can pick it up. So, Alexa, are you good?
I'm good. Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks for
Let
calling
me know how it works out.
Great. I will. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to Seattle and welcoming Patty to Animal World. Good morning, Patty. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug Yearout.
Hi, I had a question on, is there something I can have at home that will help when one of my little dogs doesn't always chew things real well, he doesn't have all of his teeth, and so he swallows things whole, and then I can see he's got a real problem. Is there something I can have on hand for him?
Well, let's see, what kind of a dog is he?
Well, this one is a Cocker Shih Tzu mix.
Cocker Shih Tzu,
uh-huh.
And how old?
He's 10.
10 years, neutered male?
Neutered male.
And what's his name?
That is Spencer.
Spencer. And so Spencer doesn't have a lot of teeth left, you said.
Right.
And he tends to, like, take a big chunk of something and swallow it?
Yes.
And it gets, what, stuck in his esophagus or something?
It gets stuck somewhere, yes. So, and I can see he has a problem, and I don't really know what to do to get it up.
Well, all right. So, Dr. Duck.
Well, Spencer should be on enzymes.
So okay. The Optigest?
That one is a good one. There's others, but he should have one for every meal, so he's got enzymes in his system already to help him digest things. So when he does gobble, he's got a little bit of a head start.
Okay, and I missed part of that conversation. It was on the phone.
Yeah.
Is that the one by Inclover?
Inclover, and it's called Optigest, Optagest.
And did I hear also that that will help him not eat poop in the yard?
It might.
It might. Does he do that too?
He does that, and I was on the line with your person, and so I kind of intuitively picked that up. Okay, so he should have that twice a day with his meals.
Right.
Right. He sounds like he may just be extra hungry, too. And, no?
You know, he maybe. Did I hear something about vegetables?
You should add vegetables to his food, a couple of pinches for a few days, and then work your way up to a good tablespoon size for his, what is he, 30 pounds or 20 pounds?
No, he's probably about 20.
Okay.
Is this, because they all get, I have five, and they all get vegetables in their food.
Oh, good.
I usually cook it.
Cooking is fine.
Okay.
Fresh is better.
Oh, fresh is better. Okay, I give them a lot of...
But if you're feeding raw fresh vegetables,
raw
that's
fresh
what
vegetables have
you
all
need to kind of cut
right.
them up or grind
yeah, chopped
them
in
up,
a food
right?
processor.
Okay, I
real
actually,
small.
I do actually don't give it... The only thing raw they get is sometimes I give them the raw, the dry raw food. Sometimes I dribble that on top of their regular food, but I basically cook their vegetables just because I don't have a blender. I mean, a food processor.
You can go to Costco or one of those other big box stores and get those little one-cup food processors. They're next to nothing, and they last forever.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't think I even thought about that.
Yeah.
Okay. And then my Cocker Spaniel one time ate a full raw chicken bone,
mm-hmm.
and I watched her have a real hard time, and then it came back up.
Mm, good.
But so what would have happened if it didn't come back up?
Well, you're talking about a drumstick or a different one?
It was the turkey neck. The raw turkey neck.
Oh, the raw neck. She ate the whole turkey neck?
Yeah, it just slid right down.
My goodness.
Wow.
So and that never even would have got into the stomach because it would have been sitting there stuck in the esophagus, so she regurgitated it back up.
That's correct.
Yeah. My goodness. Wow. Well, if it gets in the stomach, it's okay, but if it's stuck there in the esophagus, she's in real big trouble, and thank goodness nature brought it back up for you.
So what should I, if that had happened, so I guess I was thinking, is there anything, well, if it's stuck in her esophagus, it's stuck.
If it's stuck, it's stuck, but you can, sometimes you have to anesthetize them and try to pull it back out, but.
Well, and Doug, we talked about on an earlier call that you haven't had to do surgery for a foreign bloody blockage
right.
for
no.
many years, I think. Isn't that what stimulated this question, Patty?
Yes, exactly.
That's what
Thank
I
you.
Was I was thinking.
Thank you.
So, so we know that Doug can treat these dogs and help things pass through, but I'm assuming, Dr. Doug, that in a situation like that, I mean, you can't give a blanket remedy. You would have to evaluate the dog to know what to do.
I would still use phosphorus first. But
the phosphorus as a homeopathic remedy?
Correct. As a remedy, not the mineral that you eat. But when that thing's stuck in the esophagus, it's pressing on the lungs, it's pressing on the heart. You know, it's a horrible place to be stuck. But
yeah.
I can't believe that dog got it all the way down, a whole turkey neck. Huh?
A whole turkey neck, and it went all the way down. So now...
sword swallower.
I hold it for her. I mean, I don't give it to him very often, but I thought...
In other words were coming to my mind, but
well,
I'll just keep my mouth shut on that one.
I would do in the future is I would never give her whole parts again. I'd get them all ground up. You can get... I have whole ground turkey necks and chicken necks so that there's no pieces that would be swallowed like that, you know.
Okay.
It would just be like meat with chunks of bone in it. Then there won't be any trouble.
Okay. It's all making sense. I'm just not, you know, I hear that this is good for them, so I go to, you know, to a natural pet store and I get them the bones, and then I was shocked when that happened. Spencer, I hold on to his so that he can't get too much at one time, but I never dreamed that she would that would happen to another one of my dogs.
All these things that people buy for their dogs are good, but, you know, you have to still treat every dog individually. If they're gobblers, I never give them whole things like that. They always get them chopped up first.
Well, thank you very much. I never thought of that.
All right, Patty,
okay.
you're good?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks again.
And if you heard me laughing in the background, I was not laughing at you, but the thought that I had that I didn't say on the air, I wrote down for Valerie, and it cracked us both up.
Okay.
I'm going to show it to Doug now and crack him up, too.
Okay.
Thanks for calling Animal World,
okay,
Patty.
Thanks a lot.
That's what I thought of. Okay. All right. Let's go. Well, we'll stay in Seattle and welcome Carlene. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug Yearout.
Hey, Martha.
Hey, Carlene. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. And I want to wish a very happy birthday to your friend and a get well soon to Sandy if she's listening.
I hope she is.
I do too. And to Dr. Doug, I have been just confounded for years and years and years by the process that homeopathy uses in the way that you take a substance and then you dilute it and dilute it and dilute it many, many, many times until it's almost removed from the solution. There's so few molecules in the solution of the active ingredients like phosphorus or whatever, or calendula. And I'm wondering, you said you teach homeopathy. Can you give us all your best short version? I know it's really late, but can you give us your best short version of how homeopathy is active? And I'd like to add before you answer that I just was blessed with the opportunity to see and visit with Dr. Masaru Emoto, who
has
done work.
Oh, that's the water guy, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
And he's done work with crystallized frozen water crystals and the effect of different substances and different emotions and all sorts of things on the shape of the three-dimensional crystal, and I saw a beautiful slide presentation. It was just thunder striking. It was so amazing.
So
I'm wondering if that has some effect on homeopathy.
If the water that's used in the homeopathy. Anyway, all right. I think you get it.
Sure.
All right. So Carlene, you hold on, and we're going to pot down your volume because you're like me. You can't keep your mouth shut a lot of the time. So we're going to turn down the volume. We'll let Dr. Doug is going to give us his short version of Homeopathy 101. But Carlene, you listen, so I'll bring you back on to see if he made sense to you, if you have questions, okay?
Thank you.
All right, you hold on. Dr. Doug, educate us.
Here's the 8-hour short version in 2 minutes.
Okay.
So you take a substance, any substance that you're going to make as the active ingredient, and you do dilute it down many times, like you said. But you do also shake it in between each dilution. It's mm-hmm. shaken or ground or stirred. So you take that kinetic energy of shaking, grinding, or stirring, and you put that energy into the product as well. You know from what you just saw with the water crystals that water has a memory. Mm-hmm. There's a memory in water. Water can hold on to things, not just chemicals dissolved in it, but it can actually hold on to kinetic energy.
Mm-hmm.
It makes molecules spin faster. The electrons are wildly going everywhere. So you take that product, you stir it up, and you grind it each time and shake it, and then you dilute it. So, yes, you're removing particles, actual chemical crude particles from the original substance, but you're retaining the memory of that energetic response in between each one of those dilutions. So the more you dilute it, the more energy's been put into it because you're shaking each time or stirring each time, the stronger it gets. So then your left brain leaves and your right brain has to take over because the less of stuff that there is, the stronger it gets.
Which doesn't make sense to left brains. Which is why you send that on vacation.
But now you're talking in the energetic etheric realm, okay? And you're not talking anymore about crude substance. It has the memory of the crude substance in it, but it retains the energy of all that along the way. It's not the same as, but it's like if you take a Coke or a Pepsi and shake it up, and mm-hmm. the bubbles come out, you yeah. see that, and you take the top off real quick, and the thing, yeah. you know, goes. Okay, so there's no phosphoric acid or carbonic acid in remedies, but that's what's going off. You're releasing the gas, but it's the same. You look at water when you shake it, and you look at it real quick before all the little bubbles dissolve, and you see all those little dissolved bubbles in there. It dissolves more oxygen in there. All that stuff is more active. When you put your finger into an electric socket, you can feel it, but we can't see the electrons moving in electricity, but it's really the same thing. So that's sort of the short version.
Okay, now, if my understanding is correct, you were talking about taking a substance, any substance. But
any substance.
So let's talk about like what I have in my pocket, the arnica.
Arnica.
Okay. If I understand correctly, arnica, if taken in its natural form, would cause bruising mm-hmm. and bleeding and all that kind of stuff. So a homeopathic remedy is actually a remedy that in its full strength would cause the problem.
Yes, like cures like.
But like cures like, that's
like
the principle
like, yes.
you're working on. Somehow through this process you've described of diluting and shaking and spinning and adding the energy and diluting it down, in that form it cures that problem rather than causes it.
Correct. So, for example, if you're the easiest thing is to think about the crude substance like a bee sting. We know what happens when you get stung by a bee.
Mm-hmm.
We know what happens if you get poison ivy on your skin, all
yeah,
those things.
Yeah,
so
okay.
that's the crude substance.
Okay, okay.
So they have all the swelling and the redness and the heat.
Yeah.
Okay, and so if you take that remedy made out of bee venom or that remedy made out of poison ivy and then begin to dilute it and shake it and stir it along the way, pretty soon the venom is gone or the poison stuff that's in the poison ivy is gone, but it retains all the memory of that response. So if you have something that's wrong with you that's like a bee sting, so if you took a drug or you ate shellfish or something like that and your tongue starts to swell up, you're getting tingly all over, you're red and makes you worse with heat, all the things that are like a bee sting, shiny
mm-hmm.
swellings.
Gotcha.
And you take that remedy for that, then the likeness of the bee venom will cure the likeness of your disease. It overcomes the disease. The energy of the disease overlaps and conquers the energy of the problem. So then your body starts, all it does is, it's like a traffic cop out there directing traffic, turns your body on to do what it needs to do to heal itself. You know the body has got the ability to heal itself in all respects, even with broken legs. All you have to do is set the bone. So the remedy teaches the body, tells the body, hey, you can deal with this, you can get well, and it starts to turn all those things on that are necessary to make the bruise go away or the swelling go away or the pain to go away, whatever it happens to be.
All right. Well, now, I can say that my brain absorbed that. I'm going to interrupt us though because we have to be out early today, and I can't mess with the clock because it isn't up to me. So I have to make sure we stay on schedule. So Carlene, you hold on and digest what Dr. Doug just said. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors. We'll come back and find out if Carlene understood what you said and if she has any more questions. And then we've got an email question for you, and I think that's going to be about all we have time for. So stay with us. Vet Sunday and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Jones & Company logo on the homepage. That will take you to their website. You can find out everything that's on sale. You'll know it's worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. And be sure you sign up for their preferred customer club. Get your card. It keeps track of what you buy. You get discounts and free canned and dry food as you go along. So it's definitely worth it. Jones & Company Pets. You can call them at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Call into Mystic Radio with Rob and Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
The Gary Mance Show. It's the home of mastery and mystery.
Catherine Richardson had a near-death experience that led her to make transformative changes in her life. We'll meet her at 7 p.m., and we encourage those who have had near-death experiences to call in and tell their story.
And at 8 o'clock, Ron Alexander has practical ways for finding purpose and meaning in an uncertain world. He'll show us the way to open our minds to a deep reservoir of creativity.
The Gary Mance Show, Mastery and Mystery, Sunday at 7 Pacific.
Dogs and cats can experience bad breath, gas, and intestinal discomfort even with a healthy diet. OptiGest is a complete formula of four plant-based enzymes and is the food for the healthy bacteria which supports the natural balance that can be upset by diet change, traveler separation, or the normal aging process. OptiGest has no inactive ingredients or fillers. OptiGest's natural formula supports intestinal balance and a healthy immune system to promote more comfortable, active, and vibrant dogs and cats. Go to inclover.com/optigest for more information.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits into your car's windows. Breeze Guards keeps your dog in the car with the windows open, keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle, and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to muttmanagers.com for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out muttmanagers.com.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say we're winding down very quickly this week's edition of Animal World because we're out at 1145 for women's UW softball. Carlene, sorry I can't come back to you because we don't have enough time to get everything done, so that homeopathic explanation is going to have to do us for now. But obviously Dr. Doug's very popular. We'll have him back as soon as we can. We need to follow up promised Connie. Milk bones and Vitabones, Dr. Doug, are they okay?
I like to use the better brands than that. Of course, you have to buy what you can afford, the best that you can afford, but Vitabones and Milk Bones have an awful lot of byproducts and chemicals in them as well, and I don't like the way they digest or how the dog is with them. Mm-hmm. There's so many good, better premium brands of biscuits that you can use. And you can also make your own biscuits. There's several recipes that you can make at home making your own biscuits and put your own healthy ingredients in there.
Yeah, and we've still got two copies of Food Pets Die For, and Anne has recipes in the book of making your own food and treats and so forth. I will tell you, Connie, that personally, my dog does not get any Vitabones or Milk Bones, other than an occasional exception if we go, you know, the espresso stand.
Right.
She gets a French fry at Jack in the Box from time, you know. It's all about balance. But I don't buy those biscuits. I buy higher quality, natural.
Higher quality is best.
All right, let's see. Email here from Franny says, Dr. Doug, I can't get rid of the bacterial ear infection that my dog has. Lately, I've been trying one part apple cider vinegar and one part water, and that's helping, but I have to clean my dog's ears at least twice a day, and still the infection comes back. If I miss one day, it's like starting over. Any advice?
I use a product called McKillop's. What it is actually the alum powder that you put in your pickles, you know, the things that make the pickles nice and stiff. Right. But what it is it's a drying agent. You know, sometimes you see these little things of silica inside of pill bottles to keep the pills dry. Well, the alum put into the ear keeps the ears dry. But I don't put it in a powdered form like ear drying powder when you go to the groomers. It's mixed in a solution that makes it liquidy, and then you put it in the dog's ears every day and massage and clean like you would normally clean. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it dries out the wax, takes the water out of the ear, and the bacteria and the virus, not the virus, but the fungus can't live in that situation. Mm-hmm. And then the swelling starts to come down. It takes time. You have to do it every day. Just like you said, you still have to do it every day. But when you miss a day, it's not going to come right back like that.
No, and you get to the point you don't have to use McKillop's every day. I'll tell you, I discovered McKillop's years ago for you and Dr. Larry Siegler. I think Larry, I learned it from Larry, but he learned about it from you. But anyway, I swear by that stuff. It's another one of Martha's miracles, that McKillop's stuff. It is unbelievable. I have never seen an ear infection that didn't clear up with that stuff since I learned about it from you. And the only place I know of to get it is from you.
Right.
So that's another reason to go to Dr. Doug and Lake Stevens is get the McKillop's. Now, you also said something we were going to talk about laser. We're going to have you back right away. There's just too much to talk about. You mentioned something off the air about lasers and ear problems. So what's that about?
The Class 4 medical treatment laser can treat chronic ear infections and chronic ear swellings that are resistant to other things like that. It's really, really helpful. The energy of the laser goes into the tissues and helps the tissues to heal themselves. It's a really, really good way of helping out those ears.
So, you know, some animals in the past have had to have what they call a LaCroix surgery and
open up the ear, lateral ear resection.
Yeah, it's awful. So maybe the laser would be a better alternative to that, huh?
If you can get the swelling down, you never have to do that.
God.
That swelling is the big thing when the ear closes up.
Yeah, yeah. So, Franny, it looks like McKillop's from All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. That's the medication, ear medication that we all like so much. And I have to say, the only downside is that it separates.
You have to shake it up each time.
You have to shake the you-know-what out of it.
When you think about the shaking, you just know why homeopathy has so much energy.
Right, yeah, when you have to shake the McKillop's, because if it's sat on your shelf for a while, you'd be shaking for a long time to get it back into solution.
Your hand becomes a paint shaker.
Yeah, and then if the McKillop's doesn't work, it sounds like maybe the laser therapy would be the way to go. So, all right, for any of you that were not able to call in and talk to Dr. Doug, he can be reached. He does telephone consultations, or you can see him in person at All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens. It's Dr. Doug Yearout. The phone number is 425-334-8171. That's 425-334-8171. 7-1. Wow. Okay. Phew. All right. I want to remind you today, if your car needs to be washed, you can help the Animals First Foundation. They're having a car wash from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. And in West Seattle, it's at the corner of 42nd and Admiral in front of CrossFit Gym. Suggested car wash donation is $10. You can also get a hot dog for $1.50 and soda for $1. So head on over to West Seattle and help out Animals First Foundation. Get your car washed. The corner of 42nd and Admiral in front of CrossFit Gym. All righty. Well, and congratulations to our book winners. Valerie has just, you put on a lot of miles on your runners here between studios
today.
Yes,
I did.
Very good. Mm-hmm. And so I guess we don't have to yell at Gary for any problems because we made it through.
No. It's fine.
All right, Dr. Doug, thank you so much for taking time out of your Sunday morning. Anything brief you want to leave us with before we're out of here?
What's the short version of that one?
Oh, I don't know. Well,
try to stay zen.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
especially
don't
with
let
everything.
Fear overtake you.
Excellent. Stay in your faith.
Stay in your faith.
Do good things. All right. We are out for what? University of Washington women's softball. So that means Danielle, is she pitching today? Is Danielle pitching?
Oh, don't put me on the spot like that.
You don't know
I would
that,
assume
huh?
she is.
She usually always is.
Well, they're playing Oregon State, and they've been kicking their butt. So University of Washington's been kicking their butt, Oregon State's butt, so I don't know.
You do know something.
Yeah. All right, so stay tuned for that. And next week is a Sandy and Martha Sunday. Sandy will be back in the studio, so we'll welcome her back. We'll have open phone lines, and we will be taking your animal behavior and training questions. So call everybody you know. We're free on the air. We'd love to hear from you. Doug, thank you again. Valerie, thank you. And I guess we'll miss you next week. We get to beat up on Gary.
Yeah, you get Gary back next week. But then after that, I'm back again.
All right.
I'll be around.
All righty. Then I guess that's it. Let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. Please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and I will talk to you again next week. Happy birthday.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.